keep fighting voices in my mind and say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think that I'm weak. You say I'm held when I am far short. When I don't belong, you say that I'm yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. You say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think that I'm weak. You say I'm held when I am falling short. When I don't belong, you say that I'm yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. Oh, I believe. I'm taking all I have and now I'm laying at your feet. You have every failure, God, and you'll have every victory. Well, you say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm held when I think that I'm weak. You say I'm held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, will you say that I'm yours? And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. Oh, I believe. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. Oh, I believe.
I may say that I'm one thing, but I'm so glad that God says something else. There's too many times I say, I'm not strong enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not fast enough, I'm not excelling enough, I'm not doing what I need to be doing, everything, I'm not succeeding in this and everything, but God says, oh yes, you are. Because it's not about myself or my ability, but it's about what He can do through me and what I allow Him to do through me. In the eyes of God, I'll never be a failure. In the eyes of God, I will never be a failure. I'm done looking for man's approval. Amen. This people's approval will only disappoint me. Sometimes it seems like no matter how hard you try, you know, you're not going to get that approval that you're looking for. But with God, we always get it. Because God's approval is not based on our ability. It's not based on what we do or what we don't do. It's not based on any kind of condition such as that. He simply approves us because He loves us. And because He made us who we are.
Glory. Aren't you thankful for the grace of God? Oh, the grace of God. You know, the grace of God makes you and I not only children of the living God, but it makes us in the eyes of God perfect. Because God looks at you and I because of His grace through the very finished work of the cross, and all He sees is what Jesus accomplished. Amen? And because of your faith in it. You know, our faith is an amazing thing. You know, we can praise on faith. We can praise and shout. Sometimes I don't feel like praising. Sometimes I don't feel like shouting. Sometimes I don't feel like smiling. None of those things, because there's a lot of things going on in each one of our lives that's behind the scenes. There's a lot of things that the devil's doing to bring discouragement and hurt and harm. But you and I, just like we can walk by faith in everyday life, we can do these other things by faith, and it makes a manifestation of the reality of what is ours, what is truth, and it pushes all the lies aside. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. I want us to turn, if you would, to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. And I want us to look at the first 7 verses, and I want us to see some promises of who you are. You know, the Bible says, we talk about it all the time, you know, God said, in the beginning, let there be, right? And every time God said that, first light come forward. But the being happened because God said it. Well, God said some things. In these 7 verses, God said He wanted you to be an imitator. He wanted you to be a loving vessel, a grateful vessel, a wise vessel. He wanted to separate you from everything else. And because God said that about you this morning, no matter what you feel like, no matter what it looks like, that's what you are. Because when God says, let it be, it's a beginning that causes it to be in being. Amen? Beginning starts with B. B-E. And you are the being that God has said you to be. All right. With that being said, Ephesians chapter 5. If you're there, say amen. Verse number 1. Notice the very first word, be. Be ye therefore followers, imitators. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger nor unclean person nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man, let no person, including yourself, let no person deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Verse number 7. But be, once again, be not ye therefore partakers with them. Be not partakers, therefore, with them. Brother Donnie, would you pray? Yes. Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. You may be seated. Thank you so much for honoring the word. So glad to see you this morning, be in the house of the Lord with you. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate your faithfulness to the Lord. I encourage you to make just a note in your heart. Those people who have been here the past few months who are not here now, and to be sure and hold them up, lift them up in prayer. There's a lot of things that's happening in the background, and I see how the enemy is systematically doing things to remove people out of their place and out of their position to try to stop what God has got destined and ordained that's going to break forth in the very near future. And so we need to hold those people up, and regardless of whether they come back to this church or not, we need to pray for them. They need to be in a close relationship with the Lord, because you and I, we wouldn't be here this morning if somebody hadn't and wasn't praying for us. Amen? So don't let somebody being out of sight leave your mind. Even though it does make us sad, we've got to concentrate on what our prayers and what God can do. Amen? All right. This morning, I want you just to be so stirred in your spirit. I want you just to be in the place and the position where you're looking up into heaven and you're so grateful for what God has made you to be this morning. Amen? That you are so much more. Brother Cord, that second song he sang, it was inspired by the Lord. It tied in perfect with what's on my heart this morning, that you and I, we're more than what it looks like. We are more than what it feels like. We're more than what the battle would try to label us and place upon us. You are a child of God. Amen? And your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life with the very blood of Jesus. And from the foundation of the world, God called you and gave you a gifting, gave you a special anointing to be what He would have you to be in this dark world. We've got a dark world. Amen? But we need to be in a place where the light that is in us reflects the love of God, the plan of God, and the will of God. And so let's be encouraged, and let's look at some things this morning. Notice what the Word of God says there in verse number 1, Ephesians 5:1. He said, "Be ye, therefore, followers of God as dear children." Now, he said, I want you to see who you are. Be. I want you to be what God says you are. You are a child of God. Amen. You believe in the heart and confess with the mouth, then you are born again, born from above. You become a child of God. So you've simply got to be that. Because when God's Word went forward and you received it, the word be here, it means to generate. The Word of God is alive. It's a seed, amen? And when you receive it into your life, it produces kind after kind. And so you are a child of God. You're like your father. You're like your elder brother. You're like your Lord. You're like your Savior. Amen? Because Jesus is in you. That relationship is there. And all the things that you think you can't be and all the things that the world has labeled you from the past, maybe relationships and situations and circumstances, that doesn't define you now. What defines you, you are a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And all you've got to do is let the Word be in your life. And if you let the Word be in your life, you will be what the Word says you are. Amen? So notice he said, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." That word followers is a Greek word mimetes, and it's where we get our English word mimic. And so in everything that you do and everything that I do, we just step back, we close our eyes, and we say, "Lord, in all honesty, I don't know what to do in this situation. In all honesty, I don't know what to say. I know what I want to say. I know what the devil's wanting me to say. I know what the flesh is wanting to say. I know what the flesh is wanting to do. But as your child, Father, I want to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. I want that seed that is in me at the moment of salvation, at the moment of my new birth, I want it to dictate the fruit of my life, the goings of my life, the words of my mouth. And so I want to follow you. And you told me to be that. And if you would give me the opportunity to be that and you commanded me to be that, then it is in me. And I don't have to search out here. I don't have to go through all of these books. And I don't have to do all of these things. I just have to depend upon your Spirit. Because Jesus, you said when you went away that you would send me another comforter. And that another means one just like you. That's the Holy Ghost. Amen? And you promised me, Jesus, that He would abide with me forever. So right now, I'm in a dark area. Right now, I'm in an area where I'm hurt, and I'm questioning some things, and there's some fearful things that the enemy's showing me and all of this. But that doesn't determine what I am going to do or what I'm going to be. What determines that is what you have said. And you said that He would never leave me, and that He would lead me and guide me into all truth. This morning, you can walk into all truth. I can walk into all truth. I just have to let the Word be, and then I become what Jesus said I was. Amen? I don't expel that. I don't dig it up. I don't reject it. I hold on to it. So He said, be ye therefore imitators, followers of God. Imitate God. Do what God would do. Just do it by faith. What would Jesus do? Jesus would lift His hands and praise God. Things look horrible. Things look like all kinds of turmoil. Think about when they went across the Sea of Galilee and the storm was there and the ship looked like it was going to go down. What was Jesus? Was He panicking? Was He freaking out? He was doing the example of His Father. He was asleep in the ship because God gave Him a word. The word was, we're going to go to the other side. Amen? So this morning, I don't care what is presenting itself as a problem, as a hindrance, as something but to try to limit you, you're going to the other side. Amen? You are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. You have the victory through the name of Jesus. And so we've got to just let the Word produce the very reality of the fruit of what it said it would do for us. Amen? So this morning, He said, I want you to be, therefore, followers. I want you to see that. I want you to be like dear children of God. Now, I was thinking about that, and as I was meditating on that, there was a couple scriptures that come to my heart. You know, we let the world say, if we're not careful, where we're at, and let them label what success, and let them label how far we can go. Well, we're not of the world, amen? We have the love of the Father in us, not the love of the world any longer. We have the love of the Father. And we're in a place where we can do the will of the Father. And the will of the Father, when it's done, He said that we would abide forever. Amen? Out of the mouth of Jesus. The world's going to pass away, but you and I are going to be here forever. So I want to read in the Amplified Version. I got this Bible out there that somebody had brought and donated to the church. Matthew chapter 5, you could quote the scripture, but I'm going to read it in the Amplified because it's so good. Matthew 5:48, when it talks about being an imitator, a follower of God. Matthew 5:48, this is the words of Jesus. He says, you therefore must be perfect. Boy, now we hear that and that just scares us to death. Now the King James says, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And we read that and we go, oh my goodness, then I might as well quit this thing and go home. But wait, we'll talk about it and we'll break it down. But look at, you therefore must be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Now, the Amplified takes that word perfect and they put it to where we can understand it. Because you can do the same thing with the Strong's Concordance. You can look it up for yourself and this is a good interpretation. Ye therefore must be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. That is, grow into complete maturity of godliness in mind and character, having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity. And that's there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good translation. Because when He says, be there perfect, that word perfect simply means to grow from day to day, even more minute than that, grow from moment to moment in character of God. How do you do that? How do you develop character? We develop character through adversity. Come on, so every one of us, we're dealing with adversity. We're dealing with things, amen? But as you and I learn how to trust God, as we learn how to depend upon Him, we start maturing and growing in Him. You're not what you're going to be tomorrow, but you're not what you were yesterday. Amen? Same way with me. We're on a road with Jesus, becoming what He would have us to be. And so don't look at someone else and don't look way down the road. Jesus said, take no thought about tomorrow. Amen? Take thought of today. In other words, have confidence that today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that God is going to take care of you and I. We're going to mature and we're going to grow day by day. You're not going to reconcile yourself next month, next year. You're not. You're going to be so changed. I'm going to be so changed because we're letting the Word be and we're becoming what the Word said we would be. Amen? Be you there. Be you there, followers. Okay. Notice what he said. I can follow God. I can imitate God. And how? Because what's the first thing I need to do? Verse number 2. And walk in love. Glory. And walk in love. The love is the greatest thing. Amen? 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that. Love never fails. And you and I, we have been loved with an everlasting love, the love of God the Father. And I can be in love because He shed abroad in my heart. He shed abroad in your heart, Romans 5:5, the love of God. It's there. It's sown in you. And so I can walk, you can walk in love because it just has to be. We just let it be. We just there. And that seed is in us. The very first fruit of the gifts of the Spirit is what? Love. Love, then comes joy, then comes peace, all of those things, but it stems from the love of God. And because God loved you with an everlasting love, that means whether you mess up or not, God loves you. Whether I mess up or not, you realize I mess up a lot, but that doesn't change the love of God. He loves me anyway, amen? If anything, He loves me even in a more loving way, because when I struggle, when you struggle, God doesn't treat us like man does. Sometimes man will pull away from us. God draws nigh to us. He draws closer to us because He wants to help us. He wants to encourage us. He wants us to know what He has ordained us to be. Amen? And He wants us to be that with the power of His Word. Now notice what He said. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and has given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. I want you to know that everywhere you go, as you walk in love, the smell of the sacrifice of Jesus is on your life. The love of God, you can smell the love of God. You can feel the love of God. It's something that's tangible. It's something that you can grab a hold of, and it will change your life. It will change your attitude. I can be in a situation where I'm struggling, and maybe negativity and fear and anxiety and all of these things is trying to get a hold of me. And somebody that has the love of God pouring through them can just get around me. And all of a sudden, it will elevate me out of that, and I smell the sacrifice of Jesus, and I see the sacrifice of Jesus, and I come back to the sacrifice of Jesus, and all of a sudden, I'm back in the place of victory. I'm back in the place of overcoming. I'm walking on top of the trouble instead of the trouble trying to swallow me up. Amen? And so, He says, I want you to walk in this. Now, I want to go to where this same word is used. Turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew. I believe it's Matthew chapter 11. And let's see where the same Greek word is used as walk here. Jesus is teaching. And He's sending this word back to John the Baptist, who's in prison. That's another story for another time. But notice what Jesus says starting in verse number 4. Jesus said, send this word back to John, because John was very discouraged. And he says, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do see or do hear and see. What are they seeing? What are they hearing? Verse number 5, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Mark that down in your mind's eye, highlight it in your Bible, and the lame walk. And we could go on. The lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached unto them. All right, but what I want you to see here is the word walk. The lame walked. The lame couldn't walk until Jesus spoke the word. And Jesus spoke the word, and all of a sudden, something they couldn't do in the natural, something they couldn't do on their own, something that was a limitation to them, a hindrance to them, something that was being robbed from them. But when Jesus spoke the word, all of a sudden, the lame got up and walked. Right now, we have the revelation, the understanding that Jesus, by the Spirit of God, is saying to you and I, walk in love. Walk in love. And just as the lamb got up and walked, this morning you and I, we can get up and walk in love like we've never walked before. We can love those who have hurt us. We can love those who have spoke evil against us. Not only can we love them, we can actually put legs on it and we can pray for them. We can do what God said. And God said through Jesus, He said, when you pray for those who have spoke all sorts of evil against you, He said, all of a sudden you become blessed. 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 See, the devil is just setting you up for the blessing of God to be. Being what? Being blessed because you have been authorized by the Word of God that you can walk in love. You can do it because it's not you that's doing it. It's the very revelation that when Jesus come into your life, He filled your heart with His love. Amen? Oh, glory. Come on, that's a good place for you and I just to get so encouraged. He said in verse back in the Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love. That's it. Just let it be. Let it happen. See, a long period of time, I had a situation where this... because of hurt and pain, it controlled me. Every time I saw that person, every time I was in that situation, those old feelings of hurt, of discouragement would be there. And because that wound was so real and so fresh, before I knew it, I would let the enemy turn that into anger. And anger is right the opposite of love. Amen? Because anger gets my vision on myself and on my feelings and what I want to happen to them. And it's contrary to what God wants to happen to them. Amen? And so I had to come back and I had to say, Lord, this is how I feel. You gave me feelings. And it's real. But you told me to walk in love. So I choose by faith to say I love them. My mind tells me I'm lying. My body tells me that I am being a hypocrite. But you told me that I can love. I'm not saying what they done was right. And I know that you're not saying it's right. But you're saying that I can love them. And so since you've said it, you can't lie. I love them. I love them. There was a chain that broke in the spirit that you could have heard just as real as if we took and hooked a chain to two tractors and popped that sucker. Amen? There was a deliverance. There was a victory that took place. And this morning I want you to know no matter what has happened in your life, you can have victory this morning. You can have deliverance this morning. You can walk into that same room and the flesh is telling you all of these things because it doesn't change. The devil's telling you all of these things because he doesn't change. He's the same old dog with the same old tricks. But inside of you, you know that there's something different. Inside of you, that doesn't control you any longer. Inside of you, you're not being manipulated by that. But you have that peace. You have that peace. And you can just laugh on the inside at the devil. Amen? Because you're just letting the word be. Glory. I got to hurry. Verse number 3. Notice what he said. I'm reading verses 3 and 4. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Sister Michelle, I've drawn a blank. What that word becometh, don't it mean to rise up, to prosper, to be prominent? What's the... Yes. We think that instantly... We're in a place where we rose up with God, and in one sense we are in the spirit realm, but it takes a while to bring it up in the natural realm. Is that what the word means? Yeah. To tower up. That's the word I was looking for. To tower up. To tower up. You are the tower of God. Block by block, which is decision by decision. By obedience, it's another brick. Amen. That's building up the tower of God. The tower of God is what? The revelation of Jesus Christ. Is the reality that Jesus is alive and well, and everything that He said is true. And everything that He promised will come to pass. Amen? And so here you and I are. We're in a place and a situation where as we reject what the world is trying to teach, what the world is embracing, what the world is trying to push forward, we are building up the very sanctity, because a saint is simply somebody who's been set aside. Come on, this morning... You're in the house of God. You have been set aside by the Holy Ghost. Amen? You have. God has called you out, and He named you as His own, and He stamped. You realize that on you is the stamp of the Holy Ghost? The Bible said you've been sealed until the day of redemption, until the fulfillment of all things. Amen? You're sealed by the Holy Spirit. And He said, because of that, neither filthiness, verse 4, nor foolishness, nor foolish talking or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather of giving thanks. Now, this here is so critical and so important for us this morning. We have got to see that God said that we are vessels with an attitude of gratitude. That you and I can give thanks. See, all of those other things before, come on now, let's get real. We've all been in it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen? We've all sinned. We may have had different variations of all of these things, but we've all been in it. And when we were in that, we were not thankful. All we wanted, all I wanted was more of it. And I wanted to feed that. And the more I fed it, the hungrier it got. And the more I fed it, the bigger it got. And the more I fed it, the stronger it got. But let's look at the positive side of this. All of a sudden, when you and I see what God's delivered us from. Oh, hallelujah, I could run, amen? I tell you what, our God, our Savior, Jesus Christ has delivered us from all of these things. All sin. No matter how big, no matter how little, no matter what shade, what color, God, through Jesus Christ, has delivered us from that. It no longer, sin no longer has dominion over you and I, and we have an attitude of gratitude. We can be thankful and grateful in every situation because we're not going to heaven. We're already in heaven. I mean, we're not going to hell. We're already in heaven living on earth. Amen? Come on now, think about it. That's the truth. That's the reality. Your name's written there. You're seated on the right hand of Jesus, who's on the right hand of the Father. Because the Bible says you're seated in heavenly places with Him. Amen? And so we're living from that revelation. We're living from that understanding. So I can be thankful. But things don't always go right. They're not going to. You're going to struggle in things. I'm going to struggle in things because there's a devil who wants to steal, kill, and destroy from you, from me, who wants to hurt God by hurting you. That's his whole plan. That's how why he thinks he's going to win in the end. When you look at the book of Revelation, and you look at the very end, where after the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and where there's a whole group of people who get the opportunity to be taught, and they're taught for 1,000 years. At the end of the 1,000 years, it says that as the sea of the sand, they follow after the devil. And God has to, His word has to come to pass. But the devil don't think that God will do it. Because he knows God is such a loving God. But God's not sending anybody to that place. He's not sending, I was choosing to go there. Amen? The Bible's very clear. We get all of these things caught up in the, and we label ourselves according to what we do and what we don't do. Brother Corey addressed that. I thought it was very timely. You realize that Jesus said in John chapter 12, there's only one sin that He died for? There's only one sin that sends you to hell. See, the devil wants us to get caught up in all these other little things that we miss the one thing that's the main thing, that's the only thing. That's your faith in Jesus Christ. Your faith in Jesus, that sends you to heaven. Amen? And when we don't have faith in Him, that's what? Come on now. But this morning, we can have such an attitude because you're an overcomer. You're victorious. You are more than a conqueror. Sometime, just concentrate on those, 39 verses in Romans chapter 8? Just meditate on those and get a revelation of who you are, what the Bible says. You're walking in the Spirit. There's no condemnation to you now because you're walking in the Spirit, not after the flesh. And you realize that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Amen? Nothing. Not one thing. All right. He said, verse number 5, Ephesians 5:5, for this cause, for this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God. Verse number 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Now you and I, he's telling us here, what's he saying? We've got to look at the positive side of it. He's saying, don't be unwise, but be wise. Be wise. You don't have to listen to what man says you can do or can't do. See, we get, if we're not careful, we get so caught up in what I think's right. You don't need to know what I think. See, because what matters is what he thinks. And if we're not careful, we'll let somebody put a standard on us. Now listen, by the Spirit of God. We'll let somebody put a standard on us that Jesus never said was for you at this time. See, the Word of God is revelatory and it's progressive. Being perfect is revelatory and progressive. You're perfect right now, but you can't stay where you're at tomorrow. You have to what? Have revelation and then progress in that revelation. And tomorrow you'll be more perfect. So if somebody tries to tell you, listen, you need to not do this and you need to do that, they may mean well and they may even be right in that situation. But what if they're wrong? And what if it puts a stumbling block in your life? See, I don't want to ever put a stumbling block in somebody's life. And I might do it on accident, but I didn't mean to. But you got to listen to the Lord. He'll tell you. He'll tell you what's right, what's wrong for you. And it doesn't mean that the Word is not finite. It's just that God ministers to each individual where they're at, pulling them to Him out of the wilderness into the promises. Amen? Oh, glory. So let's hold your place real quick. Go to James chapter 1. Here's... You know, we're always looking for the big, bad, muggy man to deceive us. We can deceive ourselves more times than not. That's our problem. James chapter 1, verse number 22 says, but be ye doers of the word and hearers, and not hearers only, deceiving what? Your own self. Be you doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. In other words, just do what you know. Do what you know right now. The preacher said, hey, if it bore witness with you, then act on it. If it went above here, go, that wasn't for me, that was for some. You know, the hardest thing is trying to deal with 15 different situations in one sermon. So everything that's said is not for you. People go home and they say, boy, the preacher said this to me, and you get upset about it, and I wasn't talking to you. Amen? I love you. And if you don't feel encouraged when you leave here, then you need to check some things, because I promise you with all my heart, I'm human, I make mistakes, but I try my best to give you a word that is for you. But if it doesn't resonate in your heart by the Spirit of God, then go on. Go on and rejoice that God didn't have nothing to say to you this morning, but He spoke it to your brother. He spoke to your sister. Amen? And that's the way it works. Jesus, He doesn't leave anybody out, but He doesn't bring everybody down. Come on now. When you leave, you're going to feel better. If you don't, then we need to step back and say, Lord, you help me here, because I've misinterpreted. I've misunderstood something. Verse number 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass, in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Come on, we know what we look like. But stay with me. He said, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, but be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed, hallelujah, in his deed, because it's the revealed word of God. Now notice what it says. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridles not his tongue, but he, what does he do? But he deceiveth his own heart, this man religion is in vain. So the deception is we can deceive ourselves. I've done it. I've made excuses. I've told God, I said, well, God, this is okay. So-and-so's doing it. we'll listen to the Lord, He'll tell us. And He says, you're not where so-and-so's at. And don't you be telling me what so-and-so's doing. You be telling me what I am talking to you about doing. Amen? He loves us so much. And He wants you and I to leave here so excited in Him that the devil is trembling because you know who you're being. Because the Word is being spoken in your life. Amen? All right, real quick. Back to Ephesians 5:7. He said, be ye not therefore partakers with them. There's a whole world, amen, that is wanting you and I to embrace their sin and to say their sin's okay. Hey, I can't tell them what's okay and what's not. Come on now. That's up to the Father. And He's the one that has set the standard, and the standard is Jesus Christ. But at the same time, you and I, we've been called unto light. Amen? Because Jesus, out of His own mouth, He said that you are the light of the world. And right now, it's very critical that we're seeing time wind down. It's winding down. Come on, every time is speeding up. Amen? Everybody you talk to, time is speeding up. And God is doing that for the very elect's sake, because He said if time didn't speed up, even the elect, come on, would be deceived. You say you're taking that out of context, am I? You pray about it, or you rush to a decision, amen? We need to be very careful. But the whole point is, be not partakers. There is a generation, the Bible says, where everything is justified in their own eyes. And if you're not careful, if I'm not careful, and we don't let our light shine, we're hindering what God would do through us. And if we're not careful, we can partake of what they're saying is right, because you have to stand for what's right and reveal what's wrong. Simply stand for Jesus. We're not preaching sin against them. We're preaching the answer to sin. We're telling them who Jesus is. We're giving them the answer to every problem, every struggle. Amen? But we're called to be separate. I'll close with these two scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. You know the scriptures very well. They need to be a part of our lives. We need to talk about them all the time. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 17 for sake of time. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, he makes this statement. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith Paul. See, a lot of places in the Scripture, Paul says, I say, I feel, but this says the Lord. Is this an option? This is a command. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. That word separate means to set a boundary. Now, you and I, we are to go where the sinner is. Those who are sick need the physician. Jesus went where the sinner. That's not what it's talking about. There is a boundary that you are. Now see, the devil's convinced us, oh boy, you better stay away from this and you better stay away from that. No, you are righteous. Amen? You know what's right. You know what's wrong. And you are to what? You are to be a boundary. In other words, when you're around a person, have you ever noticed how they change their speech? Why? That boundary of love, that boundary of hope, that boundary of provision is in there. Do they always change their speech? No. But the more that you stand there as the boundary, you bring a separation. And you cause them to recognize, wait a minute, I've got an option here. There's two ways here. There's right and wrong. There's God and there's the devil. There's the world and there's the church. Amen? Come on. It's just that separation that happens. And be ye separate, saith the Lord. Now notice what He says. Touch not the unclean thing. Now this word touch not, it's so much powerful than that. It means don't attach to it. Don't close your hand around it. You and I, we have to touch some things because Jesus touched some things. And when He touched them, it changed them. But just because you touch it doesn't mean it has to take a part of you. Amen? You can change it by the power of God in you because of the separation. He said, and I will receive you. This word receive means God says, I'm going to receive you into my power, into my favor. Come on now. You've done made this choice. You are. This is who you are. You are separate. You're not partaking with the world. You're partaking because Jesus said he was the vine, you're the branch. That means everything that's in Jesus is in you. Amen? That means the wisdom of God, the power of God, the very love of God that we've been talked about to change situations is in you. Now, look what he says in verse 18. And will be a father unto you. God says, I'm going to be your father. Now, we may not have had the perfect example of a natural father, but we've got a perfect example of a heavenly father. Amen? He wants to meet your every need. I know that I made mistakes. I wish I had a chance to raise my kids over, but I don't. Amen? But guess what? We can turn everything over to God now and be even more of an example today because they know that God is working. Amen? And will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons. I love this. And daughters. Who's talking? The Lord. I get so aggravated when we try to stereotype. God knows what he's doing. Amen? God's got sons. He's got daughters. And they're called and named by him. Now notice this. Saith the Lord Almighty. Lord, Kyrios, the one that is supreme in authority, Almighty, the one that can make the impossible possible. That's your father. That's your father this morning. So right now, in the name of Jesus, whatever the devil has brought up before your eyes, because every one of you, he has brought something that was a limitation. It was a stop sign that you couldn't go in this direction because of this situation, because of what has happened in the past, because of what you might have done or might not have done. The light is green this morning. Amen? We're going to be what God called us to be because we're going to say yes to him, and we're going to let the Word be what it wants to be in us, thus making us what God wants us to be. Amen? This is the beginning. We're becoming. We're becoming moment by moment what God would have us to be. I want to close with this verse in the Amplified Version. Romans 8:29. For those whom he, God, foreknew, of whom he was aware and loved beforehand. Come on. God loved you before you were born. Come on now. It's more than what we think. He also destined from the beginning, God destined from the beginning and foreordained you to be molded into the image of his Son. Now you can read this in the King James, but it says the same thing. You just have to study it out. To be molded into the image of his Son and to share inwardly his likeness, that he might become the firstborn among many brethren. Come on now. Your elder brother said who you are because he got the word from the Father. Amen? There is an image. What is an image? An image is like a seed. A seed will always produce, God said, kind after kind. Amen? We create an image of our sermons and put them on the internet. And that image is a formula that it will always reproduce what was first spoken. God looked at Adam and Eve and said, behold, it is very good. Not just good, very good. Today, you and I have been bought back and we're born again in the kingdom of God. And the garden that God is creating now, Eden is in your heart, my heart. And it is very good. Because of the blood of Jesus. Let the Word be, and you be what the Word says you are. Become perfect, mature, moment by moment as revelation flows. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your presence. I thank you for this wonderful privilege, this opportunity. Lord, I had nothing in life to look forward to until, Father, you give me your Son, Jesus. I'm so thankful to be saved and born again. I'm so thankful to be able to do something for you that can have a lasting consequence. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch every person here and let them see how important they are to your will and to your plan, that they have a destiny. And I ask that every stop sign that the devil brought up before their eyes that told them they couldn't go no farther in this area, in this situation, in this relationship, in this opportunity, Lord, let them see the green light because of the red of the blood of Jesus. Help us to move forward this morning like never before because of fresh revelation and then our maturing and saying yes to that revelation. We will not deceive ourselves and we will not be deceived by the enemy. Right now, we bind every lying spirit of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we say yes to your Holy Spirit. Touch and draw right now in Jesus' name. Would you come this morning? Would you come and make yourself an altar before the Lord? Humble your heart. Lay it down on that very altar and say, Lord, here I am this morning. What have you called me to be? Am I imitating you in this area, in that area? If I'm not, then today's the day that I'm going to start. Am I loving this person? Am I loving this group of people as you would have me to, as you're calling me to? If not, I know that I can because all I've got to do is receive and accept your word. Am I in a place where I have wisdom? Am I in a place where I am separated? Lord, all of these things, let it be this morning. Would you come? Would you come and make yourself an altar and say, God, I am excited about the possibility of what's going to happen. And it's not just a possibility. If you say yes, it is a fact. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace, your mercy and your love.